Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Lummy, the one thing I was going to talk to you about is, like, we need some live Lummy daddy time.
Okay.
Like, you know, you and
bony
the pool.
Bony time.
Not bony. Oh. But, you know, not bony bony, but, like, just you in the pool with Wilbur, or, you know, feeding Wilbur, or you and Wilbur going to the store.
Okay.
Or,
Looking for formula?
Well, hold on. Yeah. I don't think maybe I should have you, please don't be taping live while you're driving, okay?
Oh, no,
like,
not
but if
at
you're
all.
Like at Target or something, you had little Wilbur in the car, and, you know, here you are pushing it through. Like, people want to see Lummy dad time too.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not bony bony.
No,
though.
No bony time.
No bony. Are you still doing bony bony?
It's more, yeah, I mean, it's not really bony bony time anymore. Just like let him air his butt out.
He just says yeah.
I mean, he did do something really cool, which, you know, he's getting bigger. He crawled over, peed in the corner.
Lummy's talking about his little infant. How old is little Wilbur now?
8 months.
He's 8 months. So he crawled over to the corner.
Yeah, he crawled over to like this
whipped
little corner.
Whipped out the ween.
He stood up. He like got his way up to like stand up, and then he peed all over the side.
Was he rolling? Like, did he have a diaper on, or was he just running natural?
He was running natural.
Well, yeah, what do you expect?
Bony bony time.
Like how he stood up. He stood up to pee.
Is he talking? Is he talking yet?
Yeah, I mean,
what's he saying?
Mama and Bubba.
No, he's not saying Bubba. Mama
and yes,
Bubba.
He does. He says Mama Lummy, and Bubba.
How often
does he say Dada?
Zero times.
Do you understand that just for straight content, like him saying Bubba, and like would be the best thing ever?
Oh, I know.
It would cause so much heat with you, but.
If it, like, ruin your relationship.
Oh, my God.
So Lummy,
why aren't you get this on tape?
I tried to. He doesn't talk in front of me until I get to his mom. And then, you know, he's like, Mama, Mama.
Well, I've got to hear. I mean, if this really does happen, I don't believe it until I hear it.
No, I'll have Ashley record it.
Oh.
When he does it, because he refuses to say Dada.
So if you want to watch a couple great live videos.
He refuses to say Dada. Not that he doesn't say it. He refuses to say it.
That's right, because I want him to say it, so he doesn't say it. That's why he throws Bubba in there.
Hold on, he's a smart kid.
He's in his mommy's head.
You already got your kid in your head.
He is in my head.
A human being that's only 6 months old.
He's eight months.
But he's probably been in Lummy's head for a few months.
He's the size of an 8 year old, though.
Yeah, he is already inside of his adult father's head.
Yep. I think it's Ashley. I think Ashley's doing it to rib me.
She is.
What do you mean she's doing it?
I think
it
she sits there with him and just says, "Say Baba, Baba, Baba."
And so she's doing it as a rib.
Yeah. Probably just to get inside my head because I'm kind of annoyed that he hasn't said it. He's been saying Mama for like 2 months now.
And he says Baba?
Yeah, he says Baba now.
I mean, you can't get that fast to me fast enough.
No, I'll get her to do it
for real. You need to work 24/7 for that, buddy.
I will.
Oh. So anyway, Anna and Blitz, thank you for the live deal.
Of course.
And we're talking about our YouTube channel, which is at The Bubba Army. You're going to find a lot of great and I think there's a new chicken sandwich deal up.
Is it? Which one?
The Church's Chicken one.
The Church's Chicken, but I did one over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw you went somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to let you know, I already got my Sonic one in the can.
Mm-hmm.
I did Sonic.
Nice.
I'm going to try to go do one today, because Blitz, I'm trying to stay ahead of them.
Okay.
For when we go on vacation.
Yeah.
But doing one on, actually doing one maybe live while I'm in Warsaw from Penguin Point or something like that.
Oh, that'd be good.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Do they have cell phone reception up there?
No, but Blitz, honest to God, I'm not kidding you. When you go to Penguin Point, you pull up and they have these old school call boxes that you hit the button on, and the menu is right there, you know, on this little.
Is it like a Sonic where you pick a spot?
Yeah, but there's only four lanes, and each lane, and then from there, you go to the drive-thru.
Okay.
But you got to literally go and hit the button and talk like on a call box, like a Gardegate community. Like, walking up, yeah, I'd like a Big Wally with a tenderloin, ketchup and cheese only. Give me some crinkle fries with a large Coke, a little bit of ice. That was my order back in the day.
Big Wally.
That was a go-to.
What's that, Lummy?
That was your go-to when you were the Big Wally champ?
I was I was at one time, I think circa 1984, I was the Big Wally champion.
Well, I believe
of Warsaw, Indiana. Yeah, for real. Me and a guy named Jamie Pringle and Brad Steger.
And maybe for those that don't know, what's Big Wally?
Big Wally is comparable to Penguin Point, a small little hometown fast food restaurant in Warsaw, Indiana. That's their version of the Big Mac. Is the Big Wally.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, Penguin Point was the only fast food restaurant in town, and then McDonald's came. And right across the street from Penguin Point.
Yeah, globalization.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like 1980 or 1979 or 1980 is when Warsaw finally got its first McDonald's.
Did it mess with the Penguin Point business?
Yeah, it did.
I got to tell you.
Hey, Alexa, when did Warsaw, Indiana get its first McDonald's? Don't forget your thought, Blitz.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
Open up your ears.
Are you serious? You're not even
open
a real...
up your eyes by Tempest Shadow. Emily Blunt is only available on Amazon Music Unlimited. Here's a station based on Open Up Your Eyes.
You're reversing the heat on me, bitch. I told you to open up your ears. You're telling me to open up my eyes. Where'd you learn that technique?
She's throwing shade.
That's a good one.
Hey, Alexa, turn this off. I'm going to get a copyright strike from your company, bitch. About to get mine. Hey, Alexa, when was the first McDonald's opened in Warsaw, Indiana?
Here's something I found on the web.
You should have
according
your Bing
to TheDailyMeal.com,
your Bing ready.
Opened in 1953, the McDonald's is a throwback to the 1950s, with the retired McDonald's mascot Speedy sitting atop the restaurant sign.
Restaurant.
It says on this day, it says 1974, but...
Maybe it did open
October
up.
October 15th at 1:16 on this day, 1974. First Ronald McDonald House in the United States opened in Warsaw, Indiana.
The first Ronald
McDonald House.
First Ronald McDonald House.
Well, Ronald McDonald was there. Sorry. I was reading it quickly.
Ronald McDonald was in the house?
Yes.
Yes.
The day of change.
I remember, man, it was like the whole entire town was there. Like the whole entire town was there.
So let's say you're
to
like
meet Ronald McDonald and to get, you know, try to get a hamburger and a cheeseburger or French fries, but the lines were so long. It's like just a big South Park episode.
Let's say you're like, hey, you know, I've never been to Penguin Point. Let me go to it. And then you load up their website
Oh, it's job.
The burgers do not like appetizing at all on the main page.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
Ew.
That looks horrible.
That looks disgusting.
Those look a little better, but not really. Now, if you go, if you click on menu or something like that, forget what it was. Like where it actually shows their menu.
Our food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Like those don't look as bad.
Right.
But that burger on their main page and it says yum.
You can throw all that away. You need to go right to the tenderloins.
Yeah.
You need to go. Yeah, you can throw all that away. Fries and sides, pork barbecue. Oh, those are good. Where's the tenderloins?
Uh-oh.
All right here. That's specialty right here. There's the pork tenderloin.
Okay.
That's what you get at, hold on. That's what you get. But I.
That doesn't look too bad.
Ketchup and cheese only. Oh, those are so good. They're pounded pork breaded is what they is what they are. Yeah, boy, they're, whoever does their web, that looks like the most disgusting food in the world.
Yeah, that first picture, when you load up there, it says yum.
Looks like some veggie burger that sat out overnight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Most veggie burgers.
What's the white thing on top? Is that mayonnaise?
That's their special sauce.
Oh.
Which is, you know, probably.
Thousand Island.
That's their famous Big Wally.
We're talking about the Lummy goes live with Wilbur to Lowe's. Now, Lummy, was it just you and him?
Yeah.
See, that's what makes it, you know, fun because if Ashley's there, then she can run the camera and have the diaper bag. Like, she's, you know, she's super mom.
Yeah, we want to see the chaos.
If you play it, Bubba, play the very end where Wilbur's having none of it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even look at Lummy.
I should have let him. He needed a nap. I knew he was kind of crabby, but then I was thinking, I need to get it done.
It's just you and him, Lummy?
Yeah.
Oh, Lummy, I'm telling you, buddy, I need as much as this as I can get.
Okay. Yeah.
For real. Like, it has to be live.
And the quality comes in and out because their Wi-Fi stunk.
What's next to him?
Lummy, I mean, maybe, now, Blitz, do we need to, do we need to maybe get Lummy that super ugly-looking head cam?
The Apple Maps thing?
Or, no, the, or the
Apple Maps.
Yeah. Or the chest, either the chest cam or the head cam. And little Wilbur has to look up with his dad, and he has this big, you know, helmet, this big camera deal on it. Lummy, would you? Do you think we could do that?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think part of your problem was just trying to maintain him, the cart, and the camera.
Well, I think that was kind of part of the funny part.
Here, come back this way. I think your seatbelt's a little. Okay, 3.5. I don't think there is 4-inch here.
Lummy's talking to the kid about what size he needs.
Bubba's cake goes 11,500.
Oh, my God.
Minutes.
How much? How much?
11,000.
The desert's been dry. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, there's 4-inch. So we've got to go 1/4. You know what? That looks like it'll work.
You give them to him, Lummy? You should give them to him. You should give them to him to play with.
I give everything else to him. I don't want to give him the screws.
Oh,
hey. Get off that. What are you doing?
Was he eating the handle?
Yeah.
And you know little Wilbur's like, man, where's mom?
Yeah.
Like,
that's when he starts to freak out.
Where's mom? I know this is my dad, and that's cool, but there's always a mom kicker that I always got back to go back on.
Mm-hmm.
Where's mom? Thank God he's only 6-7 months old. It took him, you know, quite a while to figure out. The older he gets, the quicker he'll figure out mom ain't there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you.
We got to get wood shim, a door. Oh, I got to get some.
Here we go, Lummy.
Where you find literally a plane cap. I'm not in the back of the room.
Where does Wilbur start freaking out?
I don't
think. Well, he doesn't freak out, but at the end, like the very, very, very end.
Two shimmies.
Like even way past that.
Like right here.
Does not need an answer.
Yeah, watch. He won't even look at Lummy.
No.
So Lummy, Wilbur's so mad at the 30 minutes that you made him haul his ass through Lowe's that he won't even look at you now. He's just looking right at the pavement.
Watch it. Like
he'll the other house, Colin. So
he'll put the camera up like to his Walker, face. He'll just look the other way.
Did you enjoy the experience? You want to give a 2 thumbs up?
He's just like his mom.
Do you want to say daddy? You want to say mama?
Lummy,
you want to say anything, Papa?
He says, I want to do anything but look at your dumb ass.
Yeah.
You wish Mama was here? Are you just avoiding me now?
Look how mad he is.
Lummy, this kid's mad as hell.
Yeah.
He is mad as hell.
He's not throwing a fit, though.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I'm glad you were a real great participant today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
So over it.
Yeah.
Has Ashley seen it?
Yeah.
Was she just laughing her ass off as to how over he was you?
Yeah.
Lummy and Walker go to Lowe's. Maybe next time.
Lummy's completely out of breath. He's frazzled. He's just had it. Like, right, Lummy, you're just absolutely beside yourself.
Oh, I started sweating. I was pushing two carts from the back, but one was one of those metal push carts with a door on it.
Oh, I got a chance. I want to see all that.
Being entertainment here will be in a little better mood.
Look at Lummy. He hates you right now.
Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Twitch.tv/TheBubbleArmy.
He's like, I thought this would be fun. This was BS.
Thank you, everyone.
Hold on, if you just look at Lummer, look, this is early. This is 2 minutes in.
Dada?
Look.
Dada.
Look, he's in a good, he's in a good mood. He's cool.
He's like, cool, something fun.
Go to the casino.
Yeah, we're hanging around. No big
wall
deal.
Covered.
Going, looking at stuff. No big deal. I'm having a great time. Yeah, yay.
Where you find literally still, a plane.
Still had a pretty good mood, but then Lummy,
toward the end.
He hates you.
I don't think
bye,
he
Walker.
Liked
Bye, Walker. Bye, Baba Army.
He, like, refused to look at the camera at all.
He's so cute.
I think he got mad when I put the cone on his head and then took the stuff away from him.
Well, put a little cone on his head, you know, just being a little funny guy, and Walker thinks, you know, you're sitting there clowning him out. You
pretty
know what
much,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was one of those 7-pound rubber cones, too.
No wonder.
Yeah, it was a big one.
And then
too.
You were taking stuff from him. He was trying to grab stuff, and you wouldn't let him have it.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this horse's ass. He takes me here, and he puts a 7-pound rubber gimmick on my head.
But he's a good kid, though. He didn't throw a fit.
Oh, he's a great kid.
He
Most
started
kids
to.
Would have been screaming. What do you mean he started?
Oh, when I told him to ask him to say daddy a couple of times, he started crying.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to get to, supposedly he says Bubba.
Yeah, I know. We worked on it yesterday, but every time I was trying with him, he was not having.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Anna, I didn't mean to get too lummied out, but his live video from Lowe's just totally is so cool. It's available on our YouTube as well. But this morning, I kind of got a different vibe from you today. Like
you
like,
did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, what happened?
No, I'm just saying, like, I just got, like, you know, you kind of walked in real stealthy. Mm-hmm. Even Blitz said, you walked in kind of
stealthy. Well, I kind of walked in halfway to see if you noticed me, and then you'll usually be like, we need more time, or come on in. But you didn't
Yeah, because you were like a minute earlier, maybe.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
I was kind of waiting.
Yeah, it was fine.
I mean, if I ever know, I'd be like, Anna, get out of here.
I know, but I didn't know if you saw me, so I was trying to be seen, but not heard.
Oh.
You know, like Grouper a good
Lips.
Woman.
Hall of Famer, Grouper Lips, 5,000 bits.
Thanks, Grouper Lips. So, but I don't know, I just kind of felt like maybe something's wrong. I just got like a different vibe from you today.
Oh, no.
I even
was just
wrote
trying
it down.
To be quiet.
Anna, different vibe. I wrote it down.
What's usually my vibe? Hey, assholes.
No, I mean...
You're a little perky.
Just maybe a couple more points perkier. Just a little.
A little bit more upbeat.
Just a tad up more.
Okay.
You had to walk in and go, papa.
Like, is there something wrong?
No, not at all. I just, again, I don't like to bother you guys in the morning. I know you're very regimented and you guys are having very important meetings, so I didn't want to,
What's the sweater over the gimmick?
Oh, I was just hot.
What's that ensemble?
I was just hot, and I didn't want to take off my headphones until break.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So that's still attached?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It looks literally like crap.
Yeah, I know. It looks bad, but that's okay. So do my arms. My arms are very much bruised. I had an interesting roll last night.
See, Blitz, don't get mad at me, but you notice after, I always can catch the vibe a day after she's rolled.
Yeah, because she rolls every day.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying.
All right.
But yesterday,
I feel as if you got your ass kicked yesterday.
Well, I rolled with, I think she was a blue belt, and she was a bit larger than me, and I got a mouthful of her boobies.
Whoa. So hold on.
I couldn't breathe. She almost choked me out with her teeth.
Let me see if I just got this right. A couple days ago, it was a big B.O. caper. Now it's a boob in my mouth caper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of big-breasted women at practice last night.
I mean,
and when they get on top of me, they just suffocate me with their boobs. And sometimes I like, a few times accidentally I've like just punched them right in the right.
Stop opening your mouth.
I mean,
do it.
Yeah, I mean, stop acting like you
I'm
want
trying
it.
To breathe. I got a mouth guard. I can't close my mouth with a mouth guard.
Quit succulating.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't succulating. I was trying to breathe.
I mean, if you bite, you know, just try biting instead of succulating.
Papa, you don't understand the size.
Listen, Blitz, I mean, as soon as you get your boob bitten one time, you know, you're not, you know, oh, girl, don't like that.
Well, there's a difference between me going for a boob and the boob just suffocating me. These breasts were enormous.
See, that's
and
that's
I couldn't
just
see.
Every
I
reason.
Couldn't breathe.
Every
I was
reason,
trying to live.
Every reason for you to get that free breast dog from Dr. Dan because you can now. I mean, some instances that you can use them as weapons while you're MMA.
Yeah, I feel like these are. It's really only the work of a natural breast. I feel like
right.
They're just squishier.
Needs to be a little flippy floppier.
Yeah.
In order to be able to get a rear naked gimmick.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. So there was a woman that was. She was a little. I'd never rolled with her before, and she was a little
bit
larger.
And she had big boobs.
Yeah, she got on top of me, and I'm like, whoa, I hope I can breathe.
Did she really, really wrap them right around your little peanut head?
Well, you know, she's trying to do work up top.
Hot.
Yeah, well, she's trying to do work up top, you know what I mean? Like, she's trying to segregate an arm.
We're always trying to do work
separate.
Up top, aren't we?
Yeah.
So she's doing work up top,
yeah,
and while she's doing work
right.
up top, does she
isolate,
got like a,
that's
like,
word.
A, like a side mount kind of deal on you?
No, she's fully mounted on me. She's trying to isolate like an arm so she could do an arm bar or something. I know what she's doing. I'm pretty strong for my size. She couldn't get anything on me, but
right.
I was still...
Yeah, she could.
I was still in
she
the not dominant
position. She got two
position.
Things on you. Two big globes.
Yes,
and you're still mesmer. I mean, you're still freaked out about it.
Yeah, for a good portion of that role, we were both just resting.
Were you blubbering?
She was
were you blubbering in them? Or like, were you blah, 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 like, you know, were they?
Yes.
I mean, did literally yes. the her cleavage wrap around your little peanut head?
Well, it was just like a lot of squish, like right in my face mm-hmm. and mouth, and I was like, oh, this is weird.
Now,
but
see, if
whatever.
That was, if that was Blitz, that'd be hot. Like if that was you know.
I mean, that anatomically just could never happen.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's cute to think about. But no, this was just this
Hold
was
on. That anatomically couldn't happen, but it was cute to think about.
Yeah, there's just
That's
no
almost
way.
George Carlin like,
yeah.
brilliant, if you will.
Yeah, thank you.
So you were rolling around,
I was rolling
and
around,
you got
getting stuff full
and you got
boobs.
Boobed.
Yeah,
you got boobed.
Yeah, I got boobed.
And it was probably boobed. One of the first times that you've really been boobed.
I kind of got boobed with the smelly girl, but not as much. But she wasn't smelly, remember?
Right, right.
She's just known for being smelly, but
right.
she wasn't that day, thankfully. So
now, how do you go to smelly girl?
You don't.
And say
you don't. You,
I mean,
you ignore her,
the,
which is what I do.
Does the instructor do it, or does the people she's rolling with?
I don't say anything. I just never roll with her. Sometimes during a live drill, you can't avoid it.
But what if Matt got everybody all around, or Jeff, or whoever's the teacher for the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at any one time, how many people could be at the peak of class? How many people could be in the gym?
In the whole gym or just in the class?
In the whole facility.
Sometimes there's two classes.
In the whole facility.
Jeez, I don't know, 100?
Okay. Now, maybe? Matt Arroyo, nonetheless, is the boss of the whole facility,
correct.
Right? It's his facility.
It is.
Right. If Matt Arroyo would walk in, and at what time, 100 people, what, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, what's...
Something like that, because there's a striking room behind the mats.
So if, at its peak population, if Matt Arroyo would walk in and, like, get on a chair... And say, hey, can I get everybody's attention? Everybody certainly would know who Matt Arroyo is, right?
Well, yeah, his name's all over the place.
Right,
yep.
So they know that it's his gym, right?
Yes.
And if you, I just want everybody to know that, it's come to my attention that not everybody here is being as clean as they need to be. Can I emphasize that you take a shower before you come here and that you wash your gi and your gear every day? And that when you come here, you start out fresh and clean.
And that very well could be the case with some of the smelly people. Remember, we talked about it yesterday that they only start to smell when they start to sweat.
Right. But like at least you've put that out there that you expect, so then if people start smelling, then it's not their body or their, what they came. It's just, what happens while they, get sweaty.
Yeah. And Coach Jeff has said that a few times, the guy that was here as well with Matt,
right.
to remind people to wash their geese, which seems like it should be intuitive, but sometimes not.
Right.
So.
And take a shower.
He really doesn't tell us to take showers. I think he assumes that as adults, we would probably know that. But
I'm going to be honest with you. There's probably I take at least one shower every day, and probably most of the time two.
Oh, I know you're a very very clean man.
Like, yeah, I mean, like you. I mean, I may look fat and maybe a little smelly, but I gotta tell you, I'm probably.
You may look fat, but you don't smell fat.
Yeah, like I, Mon, I have the smell of a 180-pound man in shape.
Yes, you do. That is
funny. I get the smell of a bodybuilder.
I've said this before.
Do you think that people just assume fat people smell bad?
I think that yes, I think it's a stereotype
that is half true, but not fully true.
Like if, you know, I'm not impeccably clean. Like, you know, like sometimes you'll see some paint underneath my, like if I painted the night before, you'll see some paint underneath my fingernails.
That sounds like bad hygiene. That's just, right, you know, like, stained hands.
Yeah, or you'll see like I, you know, have some abstract paint on my elbow or something last night because I was out painting the night before. I can assure you I took a shower, but I just didn't scrub. I just must not have got to that area.
Sure.
But I think I'm probably as clean of a person that you'll, like, as that you'll meet. But if you were to take a survey, do you think Bubba the Love Sponge is stink? Everybody would think that fat people are automatically assumed stinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Lummy is stinky, kind of. Lummy, you're kind of stinky compared to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
got far better personal hygiene than you do. I just do.
My sweat doesn't help me either.
I know. I'm like saying though, but I mean, whose like, does?
Because I sweat more than most people.
Okay.
And that, I mean, I'm just saying, I think I'm pretty impeccably clean.
You are.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, large chested girl wasn't smelly. She just had big large boobs chest in my face and in my mouth.
Now, when you roll with some girl that smells good, do you think, oh, okay. Like if, you know, you were to roll with me right now, I smell good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to F them.
No. I'm not talking about.
I'm just like, oh, that's awesome.
No, I'm not talking about anything sexual at all. I'm just saying, like, do you, like, kind of an appreciation. Be like, you know what? I appreciate this. This person has good hygiene.
Yes, I've smelled.
I'm going to be rolling around with this person, so that's kind of like being courtesy.
Yes.
Courtesism.
You got some courtesy.
That's best case scenario. If you just don't smell like anything. That's
neutral.
Also great. That, yeah. I don't smell good or bad. I smell nothing great. I've smelled weed before, which I don't appreciate.
Right.
Or cigarettes, which I'm like, what are you doing in a gym class and you smoke cigarettes?
Right.
And then the worst is
coffee.
BO.
Oh, okay.
No, coffee wouldn't be great, but like even bad breath is better than BO.
I've a few times over the years where I've had to fly out early. Like when I worked for SiriusXM and I had to fly like at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, and you'd fly and the guy beside you, because you know when you're flying, you're really close to a person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, most definitely.
Even if it's most of the time, it could be potentially a stranger. Now the best is traveling with somebody and the person beside you is somebody that's either related to you or you don't have near the problem being up in your personal space.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even if it's my sister. My sister's flesh and blood, like, you know.
You guys go out to San Diego or wherever you go.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, when you grab ass and, but like, when you kiss get a, her, when mouth
you get a, when you get a stranger sitting beside you flying, and they are like they're a cigarette smoker, coffee drinker, slash with a bad breath kicker. Oh, my God. And they were the guy that was in the smoking room literally sucking it
down.
They
had to get that last puff in before they got
right. They were the last ones boarded. And then they have a mustache that's nicotine stained.
And they want to talk.
And they want to talk.
The worst.
Oh, and they smell like a coffee with a cigarette manufacturer kicker with some halitosis on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then imagine being like pretty much very intimate with them, obviously, which is what
rolling
happens.
Around.
Yeah. So.
So getting boobed wasn't really that big a deal.
No, it was just something that I was like, whoa, this is weird. But then you get right back into the context of the situation, which is this is a sport. It's okay. This
just
isn't
boobs. Like a guy's, you know, if you're doing Muay Thai or some MMA and your balls a guy's ball.
See it all the time.
Balls, you know, will be in a guy's face.
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
know, wow. Like it's not. Now, if that guy starts succulating, we might have a problem. But if we're just in the sport of competition, sometimes
well,
balls
tapped.
And some yeah, you shouldn't have put. You know what? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be such a squid in order to get to ball face.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like how that could never happen.
Faced?
No, about how that could never happen in any other context. Like you could never just go to a bar, you know, see your guy friend, being a guy and seeing your guy friend, and just start like you know being all over him and grabbing him and holding his waist and stuff. But on the mats, totally fine.
Right.
You know.
Oh, speaking of which, you sent me this this prep today
yeah.
where Bradley Cooper and Matt, is it Matt Boomer? Bomer?
Bomber, I think.
I don't know who this Matt Bomber guy is, but everybody knows who Bradley Cooper is.
Of course.
And they're playing this role of this guy, and I guess maybe he has a boyfriend or...
Well, he's gay.
Or he discovers he's gay or something, and there's a scene where Bradley Cooper and this other actor... I have to kiss.
Hmm. And that other actor is actually gay in real life, and Bradley Cooper is not.
Yeah, so like, okay. So
and he plays a Jewish person, and he's wearing a prosthetic nose, and people are mad about that as well.
I like to wear a prosthetic, what's it called?
Penis?
No, six-pack. Put me on, I can one of these, like, they put me in, like, in a Jimmy Cleavis suit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah. Screw having a prosthetic nose. I want a bodybuilder body.
So I think it's more about things that you can add versus like take away, though.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. You mean in the prosthetic world?
Yeah. Like right. It's hard to put on something that would make you less.
So here's the question. If we're acting.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about radio or even on the levels of what we make, but we're big time actors. You know, we're not $30,000, $40,000 radio people. We're, you know, big time Bradley Cooper. $15-20 million a film, you know, kind of guy. That's mm-hmm. the level. Isn't that the level that Bradley Cooper is? Isn't
yeah, he's probably one of the best paid actors in Hollywood.
Right. He's an
A-list celebrity.
Absolutely. And I think A-list guys now, I could be wrong or not, but I think A-list over the years have gone like back in the day an A-lister guy was like, you know, $5 to $10 million. Like when you're Eddie Murphy and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And then the John Travoltas and the I don't
the
know.
Tom Cruises.
Yeah, then there was like that $20 million guy. And now I think, are they higher now than that?
It says Bradley Cooper makes between $15 to $20 million a movie.
So you're a 20, you know, that's the upper echelon of what your base pay is. A lot of times they'll take that in a couple points, you know, in lieu of salary and even make more money. But let's say that you're on that level. So Blitz, you're that level of an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not you're not Blitz K, you know, operations manager from the BRN, employees six, number two on the totem pole. Like, no, you're none of that. You're a $20 million Blitz Cooper, and your scene calls for you to make out with this guy.
Forearm make out, or is it
I don't
just
know.
Pecs?
I think it was
for how much?
Well,
$20 million.
I don't care if it's full or not. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just tongue it down.
Yeah, who cares?
I did it for free.
Get
that shmoney.
Every one of us is like, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that tongue. Mm-hmm. Let me French it. Slop spit, tongue wrestle, if you will. $20 million, man. You only got to make one film and you're set.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, only a buffoon like Bubba Clem could blow $20 million. Well, first of all, if you're making $20 million, first of all, just take if you're gonna pay the IRS, which I highly suggest that you do.
Half.
So you're at half. By the time they get everybody's got their hands out,
mm-hmm.
another 10 points on the 5-point PR kicker and the agent, the manager, and the legal, and all those kind of, you're down to about, honest to God, 37%. So I mean, you know, 37. What's 20 million, and 37% of that? I'd still do it. Hell, I'd do it for $100.
Yeah.
Do you pay tax to states according to how long you've lived there, or is it just the majority? So if he has a home in Florida, say.
At $7.4 million clean. No.
If he claimed his residence
in Florida,
then he wouldn't have to pay like state, or he
right.
would pay Florida
well,
tax.
Well,
it depends.
It depends on where the work is done at, too.
Because it's just like baseball. They got to pay taxes in every state.
And a lot of times they will... in order to be a resident of a state, you have to live, you have to have spent this many days
that's
in there.
A, right. But say he does, and then he spends the other half the time in Hollywood.
Right. He would, I don't know.
Or not less than
Blitz,
half.
It could be where, it's wherever his corporation is based out of.
Mm-hmm.
It's
or
hard
like
to,
where they film at.
I don't know. Is our movies, movies the same way as baseball games? Because I know that professional athletics have to pay a percentage of that salary to the state and city, right?
Yeah, well, it's like NASCAR. You get paid for a specific race. It's that in that whatever that state is, what you do.
Right. So you have to, you know, if you raced in 22 different states, you got to file 22 different state tax mm-hmm. forms.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's ways around
it
that.
It says generally yes that actors are similar to athletes,
yeah.
and that they pay the state income tax in the state they film in.
Which could really suck
if you're in California,
considering you have 0%. In Florida,
mm-hmm.
and you have what in what is seven probably 7, 8, 9% in California. Like what's if you add? I mean, a lot of times they'll do state income tax and then county income tax and then city income tax.
Yeah,
like New York is like they have a New York City, then they have a whatever county New York's in, then a New York State kicker.
It says California is 13.3%.
So if you're Bradley Cooper and you get paid out of your corporation, and you have to claim the California deal, you're losing an additional 13.5%, right?
Yeah.
On $20 million, that's $2.7 million.
Now I wonder if like okay, so let's say they have to pay that, but if they're getting points on the backside. Right.
Where do the points get based out of?
That's what I'm saying. So
points on the backside, probably you could argue that goes to your corporation. That corporation's in Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So maybe Blitz, they take a lesser salary.
Yep.
And the points on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, listen, Paramount, whoever's doing this movie, you know, Bradley usually is a $20 million guy, but we're going to be an $8 million guy, but we need, 5.5%. And you figure mm-hmm. out what you think the movie's going to do.
Sure.
And the points on the backside get paid to our corporation because
yep.
points on the backside didn't really work on any particular area. At that point, you'd make it global.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm sure there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's a lot of other things going on, too. Look at that kiss.
Yeah.
If you had to kiss somebody here, who would it be?
Anna.
What?
No, like...
Bubba.
Okay, here's...
We've done it twice.
You guys have already kissed.
All right, just everybody.
It was weird. I didn't expect you to.
Everybody, shut up, and we're gonna have a guy roster and a girl roster. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope I make the girl roster.
I was okay. gonna say.
Well,
yeah.
Lummy, the guy roster is Bubba,
mm-hmm.
Blitz, Lummy, Dr. Dan, and we'll just keep it at that. And the girl roster is Anna, Merch Crick, Ashley, and we got to put Romina. There you go. Anna, if you had to kiss.
Someone other than Blitz, is that what you're going
to
say?
No, if you had to kiss. Somebody, or there's two parts to this question. You ready?
Yeah.
You have to pick a boy and you got to pick a girl, and it cannot be your significant other.
Mm.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. Anna, you go first.
If I'm picking a girl, I'm probably going to go Merch Crick.
Okay.
And if I'm picking a boy that's not Blitz, probably Dan.
Let me feel like you just got beat.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to pick Bubba.
She said Dan.
I said Dan.
First instincts, Lummy.
Yeah.
Let me continue this on so we can stay on time. We'll do our picks.
Going to need some time to think about this.
We need some time to formulate this up. So, Anna, we were talking about your training, your Muay Thai.
It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I'm not doing any striking, although they do offer it at the gym.
All right,
so check it out.
We'll just call it Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
And your Jiu-Jitsu journey.
You could say BJJ if that's easier.
What's that mean?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
No, I like saying Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
in your journey of jujitsu, I just realized this. Now, I know this isn't your instance and your particular, you know, what you're looking for or what you're doing per se. But, like, if you're a single dude, why wouldn't a guy go down there and start doing some of this stuff? Because you do get a role with chicks, you know, although you're not trying to do anything. But you're, you know, just in your, you're in a real close, unnatural closeness, proximity of a girl, right?
Well,
and if you were single and she was single, that would be like, you know, super cool.
Yeah, but what if she beat you, though?
Well, here's the thing.
Mommy, I'm not worried about getting beat. I'm worried about getting some ass. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I would say the breakdown of my class yesterday was probably about 10-90 chicks to guys.
Okay.
So you're mostly going to be rolling with men if you're a guy, and you're probably going to want to roll with guys so you can go full throttle and not feel like...
I understand, but there will be some opportunities for you to roll with a chick.
Sure.
And there could be, you know, and probably while rolling with a chick, you kind of have a vibe, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the element or the topic of are you single come up, or does it come up?
No.
Right.
No, it does not.
And I got to think if you were that guy asking that question, they may tell you to leave.
Well, I think it's more like you'll talk after class or before class, and then you just kind of get to know each other, and then it would come out organically.
It's a long play.
Yeah, it's a long play.
Right, it's not first night play.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I got you in a guillotine. Hey, are you single? No.
Because if you're not, I'll let you go.
Yeah, exactly. that's how people flirt in class.
Yeah, that's flirting. Yeah, okay. So anyway, back to our picks. Anna kind of hung out to dry and said... We were talking about Bradley Cooper had to kiss a guy.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that everybody understands we're all, man, if kissing guys is your thing, so be it. If kissing chicks is your thing, so be it. Like, I'm not here to judge anything. As long as what you're kissing is over 18 and consensual, I mean, kiss what you want, right?
Kiss away.
Who am I to say what turns you on? That's why I can't understand. For years and years, when homosexuality and things like that were illegal, it was bona fide illegal, wasn't it? I mean, isn't it bona fide?
Well, homosexuality was considered a mental disorder for a very long time.
Right, right.
It was illegal for them to marry.
Right, so it was illegal for them to marry, and it was like very forbidden and taboo. And
religiously,
mm-hmm. and even socially, it was as well. Like,
of
you
course,
know,
yeah.
You're
outcasted. Right, but people were more religious back then than they are now.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it was very taboo.
Yes,
and you know, but I think that as a society, we have, you know, just become more cooler, so to speak,
progressive
on some things and less cool on others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the pendulum swings too far in one direction.
Like, we're super
cool. Like, gays,
cool,
you know, maybe drag queen at preschools, maybe not so cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, here's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, it's cool to be gay. You can do what you want, and you're not going to, the society is, a society won't and can't, you know, kind of, is it ostracize?
Yes.
You, they can't. Like, it's... You're legally protected, like, you know, it's like...
I mean, society can, but the law can't.
And the vibe is just, there's a whole different vibe going on. People are like, yeah, man, whatever. Like, I think most people kind of have our vibe, and that is, do what you want as long as it's consent and it's over 18. I don't know. I think maybe a lot of people are still kind of uptight on the whole deal. But I think that society as a whole has kind of loosened up on that, but society has really got uptight lately about abortion. So, like, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make, like, okay, we're cooler on both very much religious issues. Am I not? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've completely just, we're cool about one, and we've gotten less cool about the other. As the pendulum would swing, as you would say. Why is that? I'm asking you for a friend, Anna.
Why is that?
Yeah, why has society become more cooler on the sexuality part? And less cooler on the woman's ability to choose.
What do you mean by society? I mean, you hear about, you know, lawmakers discussing it. If you were to take a poll of everyone across the United States, I think people would be more overwhelmingly in favor of being pro-choice. But that's
polls,
just because...
But polls don't govern our society.
I know, but you're saying society, though.
Well, okay. There's been, what, 6, 7, 8 states that have drastically changed their abortion policies?
Yeah, but those are states. We're not talking about, like, population. There's some. Those are usually states that have fewer people anyways.
We're really having this argument where you're going to like try to fragment like my thought.
Well, you just said society. I thought you were talking about Americans.
I mean, hold on. Don't the people, the 10 or 11 states that these, isn't that part of society? Isn't that part of our population?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that now a law within that state? Isn't that kind of a major thing? I mean, I think it is.
Yeah, but just because the government of that state votes a certain way doesn't necessarily obviously reflect everyone in that state. So
that's where it begins with.
Sure, but it's, you know, it's not everybody. There's a lot of policies, you know, that your state votes for that you may not agree with. But
the majority is the one that voted that person in.
I might even get into it. She completely just like argued my whole, I was on a roll and she just argued me right down to zero. Whatever. Trying to like get me on a technicality.
Well, I just think that I think what you were saying, that people are moving in a more progressive way, I think that that is still true, despite the fact that there's some, you know, hurdles in government, if that makes sense. Like, I think people are generally more cool with abortion now than they were, you know, 40 years ago, even if it seems like we're making a reverse.
Let's just go to talk about who we were kissing. Okay. Far more fun than this.
Okay.
I had going somewhere with it, then you hijacked it, then you thwarted it, then you drowned it, then you killed it.
Sorry.
All with a bunch of word salad nonsense. Love me like that one, did you, love me?
I liked, yeah.
Did you see it on chat? I saw it on
chat. Yeah, I saw it on chat too.
I stole that one from chat. Don't get mad. All right, so who would you kiss? Anna started out with, she would, if we were big time actors, or maybe not, I don't know, maybe just rolling around in society, who would we kiss within these group of people? The boy, the men being Bubba, Blitz, Lummy, Dr. Dan. The women being Anna, Merch, Crick, Ashley, and Romina. Anna went first, and she picked Dr. Dan on the guy because she could not. Blitz was a lockout. She couldn't vote for him. She still might have picked Dan deep down. And then she picked Merch, Crick for the girl makeout.
Yes.
So, Lummy, what's your pick?
For the guy, I'd pick you, Bubba.
Ew. I wish you didn't pick me.
Oh, thank you.
But nonetheless,
I feel like it would be pretty good.
I just would be.
Like, well, it's already happened.
I know, but I'm just. We've never kissed.
Well, you never made out, but you've definitely kissed them on the lips when you were
a few times.
You're doing the Bubba Sassoon.
There's a little peck show, you know, high spot kiss, and then there's a getting paid a lot of money to really tongue it down kiss. This is the latter. Well, no, this is the big. Yeah, this is the big theatrical production.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a big theatrical deal. There's, you know, giving your little guy buddy a peck on the gimmick, you know, a little peck on the lips.
You guys do that sometimes?
No, but just for show effect when we're showing off.
Sure.
When the cameras are rolling.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, so that there's that type of kiss, you know, and then there's the Bradley Cooper, you know, 20 million.
Kind of Brokeback style.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bubba, you, me and you, Brokeback style.
Oh, hold on. That's how we're doing? Yeah, you're right. These are all Brokeback style kisses.
Yeah.
So don't forget, Anna, you're Brokeback in Dan and you're Brokeback in Merch Crick.
I know, but it's forced choice. I gotta choose somebody, right?
Yes, you do.
So.
All right, Blitz, over to you.
This is a pretty easy one.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan and Romina at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Blitz.
I'm filming.
I hate you more than anything in
you're
the world.
Say the same thing.
I hate you more than anything in the world.
Why?
That's what I was getting ready
to say. Here's how I knew you were going to say it. I even wrote it down so that when you did say it, does Romina and Dan at the same time?
I wrote it down too, bitch.
Prove it. He's going to write it right now.
No.
Oh.
I have a circle around Romina and Dan. Thank you very much.
Wow. Both have the same fantasy.
Mm-hmm. So, what does that tell you?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Man, think about Blitz and Lummy didn't get picked on the kiss.
No.
And
I didn't.
And Anna and Ashley didn't get picked on the kiss.
Nope.
Kind of makes you feel
a little sad.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of makes you feel like the way Wilbur looked when he went to Lowe's.
Mm-hmm. When he left Lowe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Go in there, did man. Lummy you pick a girl?
No, yeah, let me. Did you?
He didn't pick a woman.
Hold on, he didn't care. Let me.
He just wanted to kiss Bubba over and over and over.
Bubba twice.
Let me.
Yeah.
Who is your?
I picked Romina.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we all picked Romina.
That's a boy. Can you imagine how mad all the rest of them are?
Yeah.
Anna, nobody picked you. Nobody picked the Merch Crick, and I picked the Merch Crick.
I'm
sorry. Merch Crick got picked by a girl, and Ashley didn't get picked at all.
She's in the Blitz and Lummy category.
Yeah. No. Looks like you three might be getting together having a threesome.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Anna, you and your... All right. Well, so here's the... All right.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm having a threesome with Ashley and Lummy.
Hold on. I got the question. I got the question.
What?
I got the question.
Oh, no.
So out of all the, like, you know, the pairings here, obviously, let's say Bubba and the Merch Crick, Blitz and Anna, Lummy and Ashley, and Dan and Romina.
Mm-hmm.
As a couple, if you had to pick a girl for a threesome and you had a gun to your head, who would you pick? That's a good one. That's got everybody Merch flipped Crick. Out. You don't have to blurt out your answer. Oh. We were going to try to go through it here a little bit.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sorry.
Jesus, Dan. That's a 200, too. God, the Blitz, I think, talking with Anna Diaco here today is irritating as she's being. Blitz, I was looking for a chuckle or
something.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah,
sorry.
You're right.
Makes me feel better that I won't get killed here in a minute. You just know that it's a joke. Did you know that it's a joke?
He was thinking about it.
Can you give me a fake little chuckle, though? Like, if any time I say, like a dog or out, you go,
yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it.
Yeah, and then I won't even know if it's fake. Or, like, man, you know, God dang on. I mean, be Mr. Chimer in today of, you know, thwarting everything. Little counter programmer over there, bitch. Hey, I pop on the fake laugh.
I know.
The fake laugh is the pop, bitch.
Yeah.
So Anna, calm down, bitch.
Sorry,
calm down.
I'm so excited. I'm shot out.
God, you're so shot out, Anna.
I'm shot out. I'm so sorry.
Quit picking your face too.
Just one quick threesome.
Quit side talking. All right, now if you and Blitz had to pick one of the Merch Crick, Ashley or Romina, to in a threesome type deal, who would it be?
I would select.
I wish I had the Jeopardy theme song, but it'll get royalty freed out. So.
Mm-hmm.
I would choose Merch Crick.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Blitz, same question to you.
Blitz, she's a guy.
No. Oh, no.
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 That's why we're not going with that right now.
What is that called? The devil's threesome?
It's called a lot of different things, brother. I'll be in my office. So just
triangle.
It's called all kinds of things, okay? Yeah. It's called your best friend's down on his luck and he's staying upstairs.
Well, I mean.
Okay? There's a lot of different things, okay? So, Anna, we're not quite going there yet, okay?
Fine.
Just you're getting ahead of the game.
All right.
We're trying to stick with the girl deal. You've already had you've already answered, but I'm going to ask Blitz if he had any. Does he agree with your pick, or would he pick somebody different?
I'll stay with Merch Crick.
Okay. Lummy, over to you. If you and Ashley had to have one of the girls. One of the significant others, if you will, in a super hot, you know, hall pass, just crazy naughtiness, dirty, filthy, kinky, whatever your fantasies would be, naughtiest. Who would it be?
I'd have to say Merch Crick. I think you probably got her pretty dialed in.
Well, hold on, man.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
See, let me. I answered and didn't say why. Because of the same reason.
I'll be in my office, brother.
Yeah, thanks, brother. All right, so mine would be oddly enough, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think my answer is going to shock some people, but I think mine would be Ashley.
No,
because I bet you she's just an absolute freak.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I think mine's Ashley because she's just a... I'm going to say, first of all, Ashley, before we do this, I'm not doing the things that Lummy does, okay?
Right.
No, you know, if you like...
Must
you
work
know,
for her.
You know, I'm not like, I'm not into that, okay? But here, you know, we can get some whips and some ball gags and we can get
very philosophical.
We can get philosophical. We can get real philosophical here. But technically, you know, I'm not going to be innocent in anything here. But I'm not taking the Latin Whopper, so you can leave that in your bag, and we can do other kinky, cool stuff, but no.
Mm-hmm. Bring out the other stuff.
Yeah, I can only imagine if we publicly only know about the Latin Whopper. I mean, Blitz, you think they just start and stop with the Latin Whopper? You don't think there's other things going
on?
No,
there's all kinds of stuff.
You just don't.
They go from continent to continent.
Yeah, I mean, the Latin Whopper.
Asian Whoppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
She's doing all types of stuff. Lemmy could be like in a milk.
African Whoppers.
On a milking table. And I mean, Lemmy, there's this hard.
There's a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things when Lemmy's tabletopped. Say it, Lemmy.
Indian Whopper.
There's a lot of different things that can go on.
Saudi Arabian Whopper.
All right, so I pick Ashley because I think she was just it's a freak. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need. All right, so now I guess we would have to have, you know, Dan needs to text me on this one. So Dan, text me. What would your answer be? Too bad we can't get a hold of Romina either. Who do you think Romina would pick?
For a girl?
Yeah. I think Romina would pick.
Oh, Papa.
No, I'm a boy. I'm Romina, not a girl.
I choose Anna.
You do?
Because she's so wonderful.
That's right. You do play the role of Romina, do you not?
Yeah.
So thank you for stepping up theatrically.
Yeah, no problem.
Romina, what was that one more time? Who's your...
I choose Anna. She's so pretty and so nice.
Mm-hmm. And she's beautiful.
And she's so... She has all the muscles, and I love muscles.
Mm-hmm. Now,
wine time.
Now, Dan, Lummy, who's going to play the role of Dan? Blitz, who plays the role of Dan?
Obviously, Lummy.
I think you play the role of Dan.
Yeah, okay. You can sound smart.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can sound like a real douche with a smart kicker, can't you?
Okay, sure.
All right, so Dan, you and your wife Romina, you know, you have to pick one of the
girls. Gold necklace on the outside of my shirt.
Yes, Dan, you can have your gold necklace on the outside of your shirt while you're
okay,
in this
great.
Very toward threesome. And Dan, we're going to provide you with a carbon fiber bed, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And so a fruit tray, servant, the whole nine yards, Dan.
I don't need fruit.
Okay, just camels?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who would you and Romina choose for your third?
Guy or girl?
Let's go with guy first.
Well, I mean, obviously, Bubba, I'm Stockholmed.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
And then how about girl?
Anna.
Yeah, Anna. Right. I should have made Lummy be Dan. Lummy, you be Dan. Lummy, Dan.
Yo, what's up?
He's... Wow.
What?
I'm
you're Lummy Dan.
I'm Jersey Dan.
Is that what it is?
Jersey Dan.
Are you Jersey
hey.
Dan? So
yo,
Jersey
hey,
Dan.
What's up, Bubba? Yo.
So that sounds like Sam Diaco.
Jersey Dan Lummy.
Yeah,
you need a guy for you and a threesome with this hot broad.
Oh, you know it's going to be you, Bubba. I love you, Bubba.
Okay, now. So Jersey Dan Lummy, how about girls?
Merch crack, man. Bring her in here. We can have a wild time there, big guy.
I don't big guy me, buddy. This is getting uncomfortable.
Now you're in trouble as fake Dan.
Trouble as fake Dan.
Dan.
Lummy, what are you in trouble for today?
I was being fake Dan. I went over the top.
You got too much heat as fake Dan?
Yeah.
Wanting to bang the merch crick.
Yeah. So you got too much heat as fake Dan, and so now Bubba's mad at you for him asking you to play a fake character on the air, and you didn't get the answer back that he wanted.
Yeah.
And that's why you're cutting these weeds out back now?
Pretty much. I'm in trouble. No more fake Sam.
Oh. Boy, this is a shoot right here. Listen to this.
Sent a message we wish we could take back. Well, today Apple announced we've all sent a message we wish we could take back. We've all sent a message we wish we could take back. Well,
yeah.
Especially Nora.
Have you guys ever got into a big message high spot where you maybe pasted and clicked something to something that you were, you know, somebody else that you weren't didn't intend it to go to?
Thankfully, nothing too incriminating, but yes, I've done
that. Yeah, nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing crazy, but just stuff that you didn't...
You're just like, oh God.
Yeah. Stuff that you regret later, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, that's my whole life. I wish they had... Apple had something that I could reset my whole goddamn life. I need to go back to, like, let me see. Whew.
06?
I'm trying to think where I can go back to and just pick it back. If I could just pick it up from... Yeah. If I could pick it up from 2006. January 6th. 2006, which was my first day on Sirius.
January 6th, wow.
January 6th, 2006. It was 6:06.
It was?
One.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It was 1606 was the start of Sirius. 1606. So if we could pick it up right there, and I just pick it up from right there, boom, and I could do it all over again. There's a lot of cool stuff that happened. And Blitz, I'd keep all the cool stuff, and then I would keep all the stuff that I did that potentially led to bad stuff. Stop, I wouldn't even do it. If you could rewind your life, what year would you go back to, or do you not? Honestly, this might be the best time of your life. Like, you may not even want to. Like, I want to rewind. Well, I do, but maybe some people like you, Lummy. You got a kid. You're married. Like, this might be the happiest, coolest ever.
100%.
Like modern. Like, you'd be like, I want to vote modern day. I'm living the best life I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was, I like to rewind to 06. That's my answer. Lummy is present day.
Present day.
Anna.
I'm very, 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 very happy now. I think there's aspects of my life that I miss that I'll never get back. For some reason, I think I miss the time where I didn't feel like this need to be responsible, which was when I was just in my early 20s. And that's just by virtue of the age that I was at. So I think I kind of miss that, like, feeling of just, you know, being free and not feeling like I had to get anything accomplished.
I can't write all that down.
Lummy!
Oh, you're writing it down.
Lummy! She started sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher to me. I was like, what?
Can I just get a date?
What did you just say again? We're looking for my date. My answer was 1606.
I don't have like a date. It's more of just like a state of mind. Like when I just went off to Australia and like didn't have two thoughts about it. Like that was so cool. Just the freedom to just do that and not feel like I had to be anywhere.
Did you get all that, Lummy?
Yeah.
But I mean, now I feel more fulfilled than then. So.
I heard you're way more fulfilled.
Yeah.
No, Blitz, how about you? By the way, I did get a text from Dr. Dan answering the questions that I threw out there.
Oh, nice.
So I do have answers for him, Lummy, that I can give.
The real Dan.
Instead of being, you know, Guido,
Jersey Shore,
over the top Dan, or fake Dan played by Blitz, we can get the real Dan's answers, Lummy, and write down accordingly. So, Lummy, if you had to... What are we writing down for
I have no idea. She wants to go back and be
day,
young and
I'm
fun.
Very happy now. I feel very fulfilled and very happy.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it. That was a 10-minute
I'm a little concerned as to how much fun you really had in Australia. I think there's some stuff we don't know about.
Just the freedom to I didn't
but
feel like
I think she might have had some really Australian, real thick, real thick Aussie up in the mix.
Yeah, well, I was a virgin, so no, that didn't.
You
happen.
Were a virgin on Australia?
Yeah.
Now, was it your mantra to stay a virgin, or you just were a virgin because...
Well, I ended up losing it there right at the end.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, were you hanging on to it for the longest time?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes, for real.
And so hanging on to it for the longest time...
Makes you want to hang on to it longer.
So...
Because you're like, oh, well, I've hung on to it this long. I'm not going to just lose it to some rando.
I know, but okay. So is it so that you only give it to the person that you love? Is that why you
I wasn't really
hold on
looking...
to it? Like, I mean, it's not normal for girls to, girls are wanting to usually really have it soon.
Well, I'm sure the girls that you probably rolled around with and my friends were a very different group of people. So well, you probably weren't really exposed to people like
how
me.
How long did you, how old were you when you
23, lost? Almost 24.
Wow, for real?
For real.
And was the first time a good time?
Not especially. I was just nervous and stuff. But.
Did you bop lop double e dop on the boppy dop?
No.
Or the sop hoppy toppies?
I got the first word.
Yeah. So there was no bop lop double o dop?
No.
Oh. Bop lop double o dop.
Oh, no. There was none of that. Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. But isn't that usually what happens when.
Sometimes.
Does now.
Okay. Yes, it does now.
What?
Every time.
Did I misread something? Did I hear it wrong?
No, I think you answered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you got it right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He finally activated it.
We've all sent a message we wish we could take back. Well, today Apple announced a new... We've all...
With the fake laugh over the top kick.
Right.
We've all sent a message we wished we could take back. Well, today Apple and
I don't know if you're jiving with us. I don't know if you're dancing with us. I don't know if you're being as funny as we are. I don't know if you get it.
I think I get it.
You think so?
Yeah. All right.
We've all sent a message we wished we could take back. Well, today Apple announced a new feature allowing you to do just that.
Yeah, cool.
The upgrade means you can edit or undo a message, an iMessage. All right.
How about
I don't like that.
It's a lovely day today.
How about delete it once it says delivered?
You could do that too, it said.
All right, so Dan's questions or answers are accordingly, Lummy. Are you ready?
Yep.
First question, he answered Merch Crick. And then the second question, so I'm thinking that was who do you and Romina want to be with girl-wise?
Okay.
And then the next is Blitz because he has such a huge... dot by double cop. So I think that one was, who would you pick for you and Romina to be if you had to pick a boy?
Yeah, obviously you'd probably pick you for the kiss.
Threesome, Merch Crick. I want her to jet ski like the champagne on the podium of a Formula One race.
Jesus.
Oh my God, Dr. Dan.
That's everywhere.
You got mess. Some real vivid thoughts, Dan.
Yeah.
And they use those giant bottles now, too.
I want her to jet ski like the champagne on the podium of a Formula One race. Wow. Okay, Dan. And then finally, guy-wise, guy threesome Lummy so that I can peg him.
Oh. Well, thank you, Dr. Dan.
Oh, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
What about you, Bubs? He didn't mention you?
Yeah, maybe he's trying to throw a little fit.
Maybe that was the kiss, the kissing one.
I don't think he included me in any of them.
No, I don't think he did.
I like how he just wanted to bang me, though.
Yeah, no,
that wasn't even part of the deal. He just added that on.
Dan, we didn't even ask that question. But I think you would be surprised. So the Merch Crick got this email through the merchandise email deal.
Okay.
But a guy. And he, a longtime listener of the show, and he also purchased something. Like, he's a longtime purchaser of stuff. Like, he has a history of buying stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, you have a little bit. I mean, that's kind of cool that when you buy and stuff, I don't know, not that your opinion means more or not, but you're not just some guy who hates the show and is just trying to say. Like,
right.
You've participated in Bub Army. You've bought a shirt. You've bought a mug. Like, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, he emailed Merch Crick this kind of long narrative about how he feels. Some things that I've been currently doing and some things that he likes about the show, some things he doesn't like about me, and various things. And it was kind of a stiff critique of the show.
Okay.
Liking, you know, probably with a 70-30, you know, to like ratio, 70% like, 30% you piss me off. I hate when you do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And so I got it. And the first thing I do is I get mad.
Right.
I'm like, give me that guy's email. She's like, maybe I should. I'm like, give me that guy's email.
Or send Craig the Bulldog over to his house.
So.
Don't go.
I thought about it. I thought about it. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting in my recliner in my underwear. And I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what? You've talked about, and a large portion of your show is about how you feel you've gotten a little more worldly, a little more patient, a little bit more, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first instinct is to be like, hey, dear numbnuts, good riddance, you son of a bitch. Yeah, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, are you a radio guy? No. Blah. Yeah, good riddance. I don't need you. You know, jobber.
Mm-hmm.
S my D. Good riddance.
I'll fight you.
Don't the door hit you in the ass, buddy. And then I got to thinking, maybe that's not the way you handle it. Maybe you handle it a little bit different. Maybe you handle it.
This is growth. This is growth.
Maybe you handle it. Maybe you handle it in this manner.
Oh.
And this is the email that I sent the guy. Dear such and such, I've read your email 3 times. At first, my overall reaction was to be mad and to say, F this guy, who the hell is he? But then there was a side of me that said, let's take a step back and potentially learn from this. Maybe I am too close to the bubble world, and people that work for me are also too close to the bubble world, and listeners like you that are familiar with me could potentially give me some better insight as to the direction that I may need to be headed. So in saying that, I would like to say thank you for your input. And honestly, I'll keep in mind everything that you said and try to be better. I then went on to a couple things that he didn't like. I made inferences on getting better. I said, I appreciate your honesty and your out-of-the-box type thinking that has me thinking about your constructive words or criticism. And then on a different note, I had a little insight as to where he worked. When he emailed me, his footer described where he worked, and I have a friend that works there. I just said I know a friend that works there. But I mean, that's kind of, what do you think about that?
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
That's growth right there.
I think there is.
You caught yourself, which happens to all of us. You're like, trying to be different.
And you know what the result was? The guy
He's
wrote
probably
me,
super cool.
The right guy wrote me back and be like, hey, man, don't ever think that, you know, I don't absolutely love the show and try to tell people as I'm. He's a traveling salesman for a huge corporation. And like, you know, try to educate people. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, it ended up good. Like,
yep.
Like him
completely
and I are
cool. Disarmed him.
Him and I are cool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You took away his power too, you know?
If I just would have done that in 06.
Yeah.
Do you play that game a lot with yourself? If I would have only done this
Let's
or that.
Let's go back to 06. Well, Anna, yes. I made a huge mistake that really, really changed the course of my career.
Well, I understand that, but you can't
yes,
do anything about it.
I know
except
I can.
Learn.
I know.
I know.
And I think I am learning.
And you are. But I feel like you play that game with yourself a lot. Like, why did I do this? And,
well,
which is
like,
normal.
What
but
do
like,
you play? Worst case scenario, don't you?
Yeah, but that's to a
future,
current situation that may or may not happen in the future.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to mitigate, you know, bad things happening before they do happen.
Yeah, well, we all have skeletons. They're just in different closets. Oh, you like
that? That was
one,
wise.
You like that, didn't you?
You're like a wise old owl. Young owl, excuse me. Middle-aged owl, excuse me.
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hello.
It's Zach from Eugene, Oregon.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling back in.
You got me kind of like on a speakerphone deal, but we're good with that. How are you, buddy?
Oh, shit, sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, you're great. Nice for.
Watch
Thanks.
Your language now. Watch your language, bud.
Sorry about that. Anyhow, I just wanted to say this, and it's taken me, I don't know, about 6 months to come to this conclusion. Okay. But what you're doing on the show is tremendous. And Anna, for the longest time, I was so cynical on, because the way she would, you know, jump in and kind of, I don't know.
Try to participate.
Be a dumb bitch. Be a dumb bitch. Let me say, be a dumb bitch.
Be a dumb bitch. She's being a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
But I liken her to a Robin on Howard. I'm a younger guy. I'm 32. I'm a veteran, but I liken like the maturity and like the camaraderie that you guys have to like her being a Robin.
Oh, she's my
Howard,
Robin.
And,
okay. I'm gonna jump in and say this, sir. I agree with you, and I would say that if this show continues to grow, like Anna is she's the girl of the show. Like she's not going
Thank
anywhere,
you.
And I got a really good. I mean, I got a good thing in her, and I think she's got a good thing in the show, and I think we're all kind of gelling together. And if we were to continue to grow like we are. She very much, I mean, we could only hope to be as big as Howard and Robin. I mean, I don't think that's obtainable. But she is my Robin. I don't want to say that she's my Robin per se, because she's got a different dynamic than Robin. But she's very
I'm
much.
I'm the one behind the glass in this show.
Yeah, Blitz. That's true. It's a reverse Robin Willing.
Blitz is my man. Coming in with the intel. But I'm from Lakewood Ranch. I was living in Eugene for 2 years. I had to come back here down here to Tampa to go to the VA to handle some things. And I put Calta on. And listening to that trash in comparison to the digital aspect that you guys are providing, there's no comparison.
Well,
there's no comparison.
That's a situation in itself, but to each its own. I do not wish him the best. I would hope that he would die tomorrow.
Jeez, tell us how you really feel.
You listen to him, the show. It's game shows. It's giveaways. It's ridiculous.
It's corporate radio.
However, exactly. And I consume Joe Rogan, a number of podcasts digitally.
Right.
And the transition.
So you're familiar with good male skewing talk radio, whether it be Pat McAfee, whether it be Bubba the Love Sponge, whether it be Joe Rogan. It comes in different shapes or sizes.
100%.
Sounds like he just likes more organic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
real shit.
Buddy, I gotta let you go, man. You're running a little loose.
But thank you for the compliments.
Yeah, thank you.
I've had a lot of people, and there's a lot of people messaging me that are a lot of listeners are in their 30s, like a lot of new listeners
Hell
that are
yeah,
coming
you're
on
super young
Twitch.
And here's the thing, man, about the show, and I was just thinking about this a couple of days ago, and I don't know if it even makes sense. So, which means it's probably brilliant. It's coming from my little peanut head. But the show is a show within a show. This program is a show within a show. And it just matters how deep you know the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you may not know the show very deep, and you barely know the characters, but you know the girl's Anna. You know the dumb guy is Lummy. You know the smart ass behind the Blitz, behind the scenes, has already looked up your license plate number, technical guy, Blitz. You know the doctor. He'll remind you who he is.
Doctor and lawyer.
And then you know me, and you've Googled me, and it ain't so good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you know. Or you know what, I mean, now this is deep, deep. Or you know what the office is, a wob-dob, and please.
I don't even know what that is.
Exact. What level are you in? But that's the brilliance of the program. Like, there's shows within shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's stuff that, you know, literally four people in the world know that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how appealing that is, but what I do think is it makes people know, like, what in the hell is a wob-dob? God dang it. Blitz and Bubba know what a wob-dob is. Anna and Blit, and I don't think Lemmy knows what a Wob Dob is.
I kind of know, just from listening so much now.
Okay, so do you think you know what a Wob Dob is?
Message me.
Message, no, put me and Blitz on a group text.
Okay,
and
do that too.
And send what you think a Wob Dob is, because
I don't think he's going to be close.
Oh, I mean, no, I probably will, but I mean, Blitz,
this is going to be fun to see where a person that's in our world, right, that has heard this and has tried to figure it out and knows everything about the show for the most part. Like, just let me know what the office is.
I think I know that one too, just from listening, from all the different things.
All right, well,
you described.
Don't talk about the office.
Yeah, I think he's pretty close right, on it, but don't, I don't know.
Yeah, and don't do the office to give the
yeah,
office.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, you know, you don't want to expose the office.
Mm-hmm.
Number one rule about the office is don't talk about the office. So, you know, but Anna, you know what, like, you know, you're deep into bubble. Like, you know some of the inner workings and inner circles, mm-hmm. but you still don't know what please, please, please is, do you?
I do not, no.
Please, please, please.
Nope.
But do you think there's anybody else that knows? Ballard used to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Blitz, other than me and you, do you think there's anybody know? Hatley would probably know most of these.
Yeah.
Wob Dob and a please, please, please.
Does he know Wob Dob?
Oh, no.
I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Hold on here.
I'm probably really wrong.
Lovey's so stupid!
Well, the way you guys used to describe it back in the day, it always had to make me feel that way.
A Wob Dob can do that.
Yeah, but
a Wob Dob is not that.
Right.
But yeah. it can do that, so I
yeah,
kind
of... I mean, that's the effect of a Wob Dob, okay. But a Wob Dob isn't that.
It's the effect. I got you.
But that
okay.
could be the effect of, you know, over-gimmicking yourself.
I got
or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, Blitz, you and I might be the only Wob Dobbers, and I don't even, I think I told you what it meant.
Privately,
like,
yeah.
Like privately,
long time ago.
Privately, I actually explained it
yep,
to you.
Yep,
and if I explain to the Bubba Army, it's very explainable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can say, okay, here's what happens when you're talking about a Wob Dob.
Yeah,
take
yeah,
this,
yeah,
and you
yeah.
take that,
yeah,
and it yeah, goes yeah. here, and it goes there, and then this flip-flops and flip-flips.
Yeah, all the way to the top.
Now, right. How does one gain more information other than asking? I just have to...
I don't know. I like...
You know what I mean? Or you just want to keep certain people out of the inner circle.
No, I just, you know, like... No, it's just like... It's kind of a bad thing.
What?
It's kind of a bad thing. Like, you know, Blitz doesn't know what a Wob... I mean, I'm sorry. Blitz knows what a Wob Dob, but has never participated in a Wob Dob.
Yeah, but he knows what it is, though.
I know, but I've participated in a Wob Dob.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you
ooh,
know.
Can we play 20 questions?
It's kind of degenerate.
Oh.
Can we play 20 questions?
No.
Oh.
Can we play 20 questions? Like, after 20 questions, you couldn't have it narrowed down, you bitch. You think I'm stupid? Don't answer that honestly.
although, depending on the, I mean... She could get lucky and start out asking the right way, but even with 20 questions, it'd be hard to figure out exactly what it means.
Yeah, I could almost, I don't even know. I don't think Iggy knows what a Wob Dob. I don't think Big Red knows what a Wob Dob.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Creatine Travis knows what a Wob Dob. I don't think Sumo knows what a Wob Dob. I don't think Larry Plummer knows what a Wob Dob. I don't know. I don't think any of the Diacos knows what a Wob Dob.
Do you think anybody has participated in the Wob Dob other than you in your circle of friends?
Yeah, my friend that used to we would Wob.
K5.
No further questions.
Now you figured out what a K5 was. See, that just shows you the level of Bubba Army. When Lummy doesn't know what a Wob Dob, oh my God, who cares? I'll tell you who cares, you bitch, because you don't know about it. Now I'm fighting with the chat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
you
when
guys,
I started, just when
need
I started,
email
to get...
Merch Crick if you want a nice answer.
No, don't.
Did you learn
please.
Anything?
No.
All you have to do is email Merch Crick, and
what's
Bubba will reply.
No.
Oh God, Blitz.
That's the worst thing you could have said. I got heat
you
for that.
Everyone in chat was just saying it anyway.
All right. Well, you're not. You don't have to be the town crier for chat, bitch.
It was Lummy's idea.
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting my food ready?
Yes.
please distract me with some food. Okay. I need some food.
Good. That'd be so fun. Do you ever have a picnic with Merch Crick?
No.
Oh.
No picnics. Yeah, picnics.
So why not? With Ben today,
not
going to you have a picnic?
We're not
well,
going.
I don't know. There's lots of places on where you go, and you could stop at a bench and have watch the water.
So, all right, so be the Merch Crick, and we're getting ready to go on the e-bike, and we're packing our stuff up and stuff, and then go ahead and, like, suggest a picnic. Be like, hey, did you get the SPX sunblock spray? Yes, I did. Did you bring the four bottles with the frozen pack? Yes, I did. Now you kind of worm in that you'd like to do a picnic, okay?
Who's Merch Crick right now?
Yeah, Anna. Anna's Merch Crick.
She's also visually doing Merch Crick.
All right, so she's got her big. All right, so yes, you are Merch
Crick. Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, we don't you can leave the daddy out, making it creepier than it already is. All right, so what do you want, Erica? What do you want?
I was just wondering if we could, I don't know, we can grab some sandwiches, and maybe we could stop along the way and have a little picnic.
Did you make these sandwiches?
I did, just like you like them, Daddy. Cheese and ketchup only sandwiches.
Yeah.
Cheese and ketchup sandwiches.
Yeah. You know that one,
Eric? On that bread, on Dave's great
killer,
bread.
Yeah,
killer bread.
Killer bread.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. When, you know that one area, Oral Island, that we turn around on sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have a picnic table there, and we can, you know, eat some sandwiches there. But we're not, like, getting a blanket.
Where Merch Crick normally gets our protein.
Yeah.
That's where I get my protein from, Daddy.
Your protein stop.
That makes me so excited.
You know that protein stop we do?
Yeah.
If you'd like to pile a sandwich on top of that, go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
If you'd like to have a sandwich chaser with your protein, yeah.
Did you Great.
Make, I'm not going to have the same type of protein you got.
No, I brought my own protein. My croissants.
I am the protein provider.
Yeah.
Yes, Daddy. I get all my nutrients from you.
Wouldn't that be a good shirt for a guy to wear? I'm a protein provider.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're not going to do like a picnic where we lay like
can we maybe hold hands? And...
There's okay, no, okay, there's no hands.
Maybe we can share a sandwich.
See, there you go.
Okay, I'll take it.
That's what I'll say to her, too. I go, see, there you go.
Thank you.
I said I would do something, and now you're trying to make me do more than I just stop.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll stop at the picnic.
Just stop at the picnic.
Okay. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
We're going to do it at Protein Park, okay?
Protein Park. Got it. Thank you.
That's what we call it.
That's what you call it?
No. Protein Park.
That's what happens.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, right?
Yeah.
During the day?
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
On the picnic table.
Right in front of all the horse crabs?
There's right in front of the horseshoe crabs.
And
horseshoe
crabs.
What do you think got the horseshoe crabs all hot?
And the manatees
watching
too.
You.
Watching.
At Protein Park.
Watching my eye.
I'm all horned up.
What, Lovey, this is what you need to do. This is the sport you need to do right here on TV, Lovey.
Yeah, the cheese run.
When you throw yourself down a hill. You literally throw yourself down a hill.
Well, you follow the rolling cheese ball. See it?
Yeah. Am I ever happy?
Yeah. Like, fully happy. Do you always wish, like, you had a little more, had something different?
No, I mean, like, that's, we can get all philosophical.
Oh, damn, I didn't mean to, yeah.
Right.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
All right, well, I mean, I'm happy as happy. I think I'm as happy as I
happy can. Happy as happy you can be.
I mean, you haven't ever been on top. Like, I mean, I've been on top. And I'm trying to
yeah,
climb
but just
back
because,
to the top.
Dude,
but
you're
I mean,
successful doesn't mean you're happy.
True.
Those are two different things.
You're right. I'm less successful, but probably more, if this makes sense, I'm less successful, but probably more happy.
That makes perfect sense. Because you can appreciate what you have now.
But I get way overwhelmed, like, when I see the project that we have in front of us. I just get like, oh, my God.
Well, that's acceptable, too, though. I mean.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I go to bed so early, because I'm so overwhelmed by stuff. I never feel like I've completed it. I always have tasks. You know, I got like.
Everyone does.
Yeah, do you, though? Do you have as many as I do?
Well, I'm not just saying me, but just in general. People
I mean,
have kids and jobs and...
I mean, just like with this business, me and Blitz got to do the... We have to build the podcasting world.
Sure.
We got to put a TV behind me. We got to wrap our head around what's in the green room. I got to enclose the mic processing room. I got some lights to hang out back. I just got so many things going on. And I just like, you know, don't get any of them done. Well, I get a lot.
You're chipping away. But you also create new projects for yourself.
Did you say I'm chipping away or I'm tripping away?
Both.
Blitz, how was your parents and the fact, like, the rule is around my house was if my mom and dad's door was closed, regardless now if my dad was working, my mom had the door closed, you could sometimes pound on it and go, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like, and she would just be trying to take a nap.
Hey, little flies, right. 1,000 bits.
Like, that's it. She's just trying to be just, you know, as we got older, like around, like when I was like
15, 16,
like 11 or 12 Tara was like 8 and, you know, Mom would get home for, like, or it'd be a Saturday and she'd just be worn out because she was cleaning all day and she'd be worn out. It'd be like 3 o'clock on a Saturday. My dad was gone. We were out playing. My mom would be, maybe they didn't have Hitachis back then, but maybe Janie Cakes was in there rubbing one out.
Oh. She probably was.
Oh.
Yeah.
But when my mom and dad were home and the door was closed, Doug Klim made it very clear.
Do not enter.
And when Doug Klim was in the bedroom by himself, sleeping like he was a lot because he worked night shift. So while we were up, he was sleeping. And when that door, man.
Yeah, you could go play basketball.
You had to go up. Oh, you had to be quiet. And you don't play outside his window. Actually, when you're walking by his window, you even have to be super quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Even outside. Like there was a zone that you had, like the quiet zone.
Yeah.
The corner of the house.
Don't wake up the monster.
The Kong. Yeah. I woke him. Man, if he would wake up, you'd hear him start yelling. And I think Doug Klim slept in the nude, so you'd hear him go, you'd hear the dresser drawer open because he had to put some underwear on to come out there and whip ass. I just don't think you can come out there and whip ass with your dong hanging. I don't think you can whip your kid's ass with your dong hanging out.
Nope.
Not effectively.
So you'd hear him be like, he'd cuss. God, mother. And then you'd hear him wrestling around for some underwear. Then you'd just try to find out where you could run.
Right.
Take cover.
Pretend like you were never there.
Yeah. So one time, in order to get to my room, you had to pass Doug Klim's room. Well, I thought I could make it. And I'm running that way down the hallway, and all of a sudden he steps out, and I'm running right into him. And he yoked my ass up, took me into the bedroom, and put me over his knee and whipped my ass. I bet you at least 8 to 10, you know, King Kong, silverback gorilla swats to the ass. Bam, bam. You know, you're just like crying, wiggling around, trying to escape. But Kong's got, you know, an unbelievable grip. Meanwhile, Tara starts crying then because I'm getting whipped.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ah. I was like, man, you better stop crying or he'll find you. Then he'd go back. Then he'd just literally go back to bed and it'd be okay. And it'd be like, okay, everything's cool.
Yeah, because you're quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weeping silently.
I hate you. I want to run away.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just want to die.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you more than anything. I wish I could run away.
I remember crying like that.
How many times did you pack your backpack to run away?
Never.
Once. Oh.
I mean, I wanted to run away, but I was like, man.
The hell am I going to go?
Every kid would go in their bedroom and like start packing their backpack. Like
I did
go
one time.
Yeah.
I took like this athletic bag, like maybe some shoes would come in, and I put some underwear, and I went and got my toothbrush, my toothpaste.
Your lunchbox.
And then I'm thinking, well, where am I going to go? I'm going to go to Larry Plummer's. That's where I'm running away to.
And his mom's going to go, okay, Bubba, it's getting dark. You got to go home.
if I'd be there crying and you got your little backpack and you're like,
I ran away. And she goes, I know. Your mom called earlier. We know you ran away. Just go home.
Or she'd say, no, you know what? You better get your ass home before I call your mom.
Yeah.
And they whip you again.
And so then you just sneak back in. And sometimes I'd have to leave my stuff that I packed in the garage. Because I couldn't, in order to get in the house, you got to go through the kitchen. And that's where mom was, you know, my mom, all I can remember is my mom's always in the kitchen.
Right.
Cooking, cleaning, just whatever. And the telephone was in the kitchen. So if my mom wanted to talk to one of her little girlfriends, she had to like sit right next to the phone.
She didn't have the 75-foot long cord?
No, but she got that eventually.
Okay.
But, you know, those weren't out like in 72. I don't know when the really, really long cords came out. But she had one. She got one, and I didn't know that she had one. I thought she still had the short one. So I was acting up, like taking pots and hitting them together, and my mom had this wooden spoon, and I would hit the pots like they were drums.
Oh yeah, you're in a band.
And she's like, and I'm like, and I look at her, and I'm like, okay, sorry. And then she starts getting on the phone, and I start hitting them again.
Oh.
Well, next thing you know, because I knew she had a small cord, she couldn't come over and blast me. Next thing I know, I'm over, you know, acting like I'm Ringo Starr, and the bitch yokes me up. And I'm like, how did, and she's still talking on the phone. I'm like, and I see this big, long-ass cord that's hooked onto the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad thing about those cords were good when they were new, but then once they got stretched out, man, they got tangled on top of each other.
Coil up on each, yeah.
Right. And then, man, if you were cool enough, you had a cordless.
With the antenna that you went zoop.
Yep, the antenna that looked like one of those guys in the military in the field.
Yeah, it was like 7 foot long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Yeah, oh, everybody had one of those, man. Then you really thought you were hot crap, you know? And then I don't think really the home television has, I mean, the home telephone has really evolved since then.
That's exactly.
Because it just went from that to cell phones.
Well,
right?
it went from that to, remember, then you could get 900 megahertz. Remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah. The antenna was just a little rubber duck antenna.
Oh, it went to the downsized. Yeah, you're right.
Like, and then
the little,
to no antenna.
And then a little nub antenna. And then they wouldn't work at all. Like, you get like more than 10 feet away from the base and you could barely hear anybody.
Right.
And that was the new technology.
Right. But if you had the big long antenna one, man, you could talk, you know, almost out in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
A lot of those had the intercom too, where you could talk to the base.
Bubba the base.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone with a landline anymore? Because I don't.
I think, no, I don't. Not,
not
I
even
don't,
my dad. My
I don't
mom
even
doesn't.
Think
my parents have one. But.
I don't even think my parents have a landline anymore.
Right. What's the point?
Mine do. My dad doesn't have a cell phone. That's why.
You're kidding me.
No. Well, I mean, technically, he has a flip phone, but
yeah, I got my
dad. He doesn't turn it on.
I got my dad a flip phone, and he leaves it off until he needs to use it. And
exactly.
Then he turns it
on. That's what my dad does, and he buys the Walmart minutes or Cricket.
Mine too.
Old school Larry Plummer, 85. You know, Larry Plummer's dad, Larry Plummer Senior.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Larry decided, you know, that maybe, you know, Larry Plummer Sr. would need a phone, you know, like a little flip phone, like just in case he fell or something he could have in his pocket or, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
And so Larry brings it over to, you know, Larry. Now, old school Larry's like 84 years old, right? But he's still really smart as a whip, and he'll, like, cut promos on you. He doesn't care. He's like Archie Bunker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, like, meaner.
Oh.
And not racist at all.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, he voted for Barack Obama.
Oh, great.
No,
wonderful.
For real. But he's old school. So Larry came over. Well, this is like 10 years ago, and went to his dad and said, "Hey, Dad, there's these, you know, these cell phones here." And he's like, "I know about them. I see them on TV." "Well, I think you might need one, just, you know, in case." "I don't need one." So he gave it to him. And after 2 years of Big Larry never even picking it up, like, it stayed right on his little table. You know, old timers.
Yeah.
Like the grandma has the left recliner and grandpa has the right recliner, and there's a table in between them. You know, that's how old people are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in Larry Plummer's mom and dad's house, so this is how it is. There's Big Larry's recliner's on the right, which is nearest the window to see outside. Mrs. Plummer's recliner is in on the left, which is closest to the kitchen. And then there's a table between them. And on the table between them, Larry, is a scanner for the city of Warsaw.
Okay.
So Larry knows, you know, everything that's going on, from where the trash department is to what the guys in the park, because they all talk on the same city radio.
Yeah.
You know, the radio has police, mm-hmm. fire, you know, street department, park department, you know, that kind of deal.
Right.
So Big Larry's tuned into everything that's happening. And they both got a recliner and then a table in the middle. And that's where the drink and, you know, potentially the cell phone stayed in that center table for 2 years before Larry's like, I'm just going to take it back, I guess.
Right.
But he wouldn't have anything to do with it. So your dad won't have anything to do with his phone?
No, that's what I get for him for Father's Day, Christmas, and his birthday. I go to Walmart and get him like 100 minutes of from Cricket.
But he doesn't use them, does he?
No, he doesn't. He just stockpiles them.
Hold on. So,
yeah, my dad's the same way. He's got, I forget who it is, but it's like every 3 months it adds like 90 more minutes. But because like if you don't, then they expire.
Right.
That's why I get him the gift cards.
Yeah. So he's got like, you know, 4,000 minutes now. And he uses it like every now and then, but very rarely.
How about your mom now?
My mom uses her cell phone all the time. Yeah. She doesn't use the house phone ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Like my mom, I think her iPhone might be like realistically permanently attached to her left hand.
Well, so my mom went from, I don't know, she had another phone and she's got an iPhone now. And so now every time I call, oh, and I, I taught her how to like sync up Bluetooth with her car so she can do hands-free stuff.
Oh, she's fancy as hell now.
Yeah, but now it's like every time I call, it's on a different setting, so I hear...
Hold on, if I hang up, I'll call you right back.
And every time, every time
she's trying to find the right setting.
Every time it hangs up, and then she calls me back.
My Uncle Jerry, he can't hang the phone up.
Right.
So if you call Jerry,
then talk to Jerry.
Then, yep. you get to hear him for like the next 2 minutes.
Scrambling.
We're talking in life, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, Uncle Jerry, hang up the phone. Uncle Jerry, hang up the phone. And then you'll hear, huh? Uncle Jerry, hit the red button. I didn't hit the red button. Yeah, it's old people and phones.
Oh, I showed my mom how to talk to text, and now, geez. That's the worst.
My parents are very proficient.
I just told my mom the other day, I'm like, you need to do talk to text.
No, don't tell her that, Blitz, man, because all you get is nonstop.
Like, hold on, Blitz. If they have to type it in, you get two sentences. If they get to talk it in, you get two novels.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
and it's every day.
Well, I just want to let you know, Chris, you know, I was thinking about you today, and yep. I'm feeling a little mm-hmm. bit better. And listen, I don't need you to come over and check on me like you thought. How are you and Anna doing? Oh, my God. Listen, you know, text me later if you can. Hope everything's going well. Your brother says hi. Oh, my God, his two kids are doing great. And so anyway.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Rather than, you know, hi.
Hope you're doing mm-hmm. well.
Hope you're doing well.
Right.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Text me when you can. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Jeez. Well, I'll just block her.
By the way, we're only block your mom. Can you imagine? That's pimp right there. Hey, man, who'd you block? Man, I blocked my mom's. She's yeah. wearing me out.
Yeah, talk
too
to
much.
Tech.
I literally could be offering poop on a shingle and Lemmy be like, I want one.
I still want it.
Lemmy is truly Stockholmed. I'm not proud.
Hey, little flies, 1,000 bits.
I'm not, proud. Well, I'm not. It doesn't make me feel good that I've Stockholmed a man.
It doesn't?
I think it's pretty pimp.
I mean... I feel bad.
Do you really?
No.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Pimp.
You know, it is kind of cool.
He's not just any man. I mean, he's a beast of a man.
I got a lot of people stocked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you got multiple.
I don't even want to
go. They call the Bubba Army.
Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, man, if you're true, I mean, Bubba Army royalty, you're just, I mean, you're basically all Stockholmed.
Yep.
But I'm like a very, very nice Stockholmer. I'm not your average Stockholmer. I want to, you know, I'm very a very loving Stockholmer.
And you also don't want people to be in your space. A lot of Stockholmers, you know, will hold you captive. You're
yeah.
the opposite.
You're like,
get away from me.
Right.
But we come back for more abuse.
Right. That's almost like a mega Stockholmer.
Yes.
Max. Stockholmer Max.
You give us the choice to leave, but we choose to stay.
Right. And then I make you pay me to stay.
Exactly.
Why, that's even... That also has some Charles Manson type tendencies with a Jim Jones kicker. Woo!
That is
and
true.
And then we make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we laugh at it. Then I'll go home and take a bunch of pills and be depressed.
You will?
Wait,
and be
pills
asleep.
Are supposed to make you happy.
Yeah, not depressed.
I don't know. Am I happy or am I depressed? I don't know. I'm a hell of a showman. You don't know what's really in my head.
I don't think you do either.
Oh, I do know. I know. I'm scared of what's in my head. I'm trying to keep that part, ooh.
You know,
I would
recommend a sensory deprivation tank probably for anyone to try, but not you.
Why?
I think that would be bad.
I think I might freak out.
Yeah. Imagine having no stimulation. You're just like in a floating tub of salt water. You're just floating there for an hour. No music, no sound.
Guys, someone help me.
You can't see anything. It's dark.
Lummy, I'm bored.
Who would want to do that, man?
Lummy.
I'd like to try it.
Lummy, talk to me.
Lummy, I sneaked my waterproof cell phone into this deprivation turner.
Yeah.
And I'm up here. I'm in Palm Harbor.
Sir, please turn off your phone. I don't know who let you in there with that.
Lummy, come get me.
You smash this guy.
I'm bored.
I'm away, brother.
Lummy, signal my GPS tracking. Find out. Lummy, ask Blitz where I'm at. He'll tell you.
I'll be right there.
Because Blitz will know exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
Yeah. Got you air tagged.